there are two things that set the Moto X apart. You get to design it, and it's built in the United States, right here on a factory floor the size of 3 football fields.
Incoming material starts on this side of the building.
The Moto X, an Android smartphone known for its touchless control, begins life as a handful of tiny electric parts sent in from across the globe. Here, these pieces pass through dozens of human hands in long assembly lines. Joe Pratchell is with the company that runs the plant, Flextronics.
It's a combination of putting in the camera lens and antenna assemblies going in.
More than 2,000 workers stand at electric blue, waist-high desks in white work shirts. About half are putting in the guts of the phone, the circuit boards, and other components. When they're through with that, it's inspected and sent for a brief shower, a thin chemical coating to make it more water-repellent. Then the customization begins, and it's kind of like Build-A-Bear.
We build unique singular phones for one consumer at a time.
Greg Loker is with Motorola. He explains most phone factories are set up for mass production. Here, almost every phone has different specifications, from its color to how many gigabytes go inside.
There's like 6 or 7 different color combinations for the power buttons, the camera bezel. Each one of those can be customized by the individual consumer online.
Loker won't say how long it takes to turn out the final product, but each week, 100,000 phones are placed in bubble wrap and FedExed to doors across the country. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.